from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. The Wednesday edition of the program underway, the four most electrifying hours in sports talk entertainment that you will hear anywhere at any time today is underway. I am Rob Brown. Obviously, the pleasure belongs to me back in the palatial Fan Upstate Studios. He is the alpha and the omega of the Fan Upstate. He is the sultan of sound, the professor of perfection, the wizard of wave, the content cash cow himself. The great one Lonzo is here as well on the ones and twos, making the show sound as good as it does this and every other weekday morning. I have not gone outside yet this morning. I haven't had a reason to. All right, I got up out of bed. The dog was still asleep. The fiance was still asleep. Robbie B had a couple of minutes to himself. So I got up. I went through my normal morning activities. I brushed the teeth. I grabbed myself a little sip of water. I sat to relax for just a couple of minutes before I had to sit down and get the working underway. Did not, as I usually do, go outside this morning. But as I sat here in the chair and I popped up the stream room so that Zoe and I could have our daily pre-show meeting where we go over every single second of the radio program, detail by detail, all the way through every bit of minutia to make sure that we continue to bring you award-winning radio every single morning, Lonzo said to me, "Have you been outside yet?" And I said, "No, I haven't. Great one. I'm still working from the Casa de Love because, the car goes into the body shop tomorrow. Hopefully by next week, I'll be ready to get out there and wheel around and get back to the studio. But this morning, no outside time for me yet, as I decided to take my time getting ready for the show." And Lonzo told me right before we started that there's a little extra crispness in the air today, that the temperatures have fallen down. It's not quite our favorite season, and that of course is hoodie weather. Not quite hoodie weather yet, but Lonzo says that there's a little football in the air today. Great one.
Oh, for sure. But I don't say our when you say our favorite season, because we're in my favorite season, which is summer. Definitely feels a little bit like Friday night, Saturday night, cool breeze in the stadium. The lights are going and it's comfortable, that type of thing. Then the sun will come up and it'll be totally different. But for now, it does feel like football out there.
For at least a few hours this morning, ladies and gentlemen, it is 65 degrees across most of the upstate. Go outside this morning. Take just a second. All right. I know you're getting up. You're pouring that first cup. Oh, Joe. You're making yourself some scrambled eggs and toast this morning. You're going through your morning routine. Listen, take just a moment, okay? Take just a moment, open the door, walk outside, and feel that crisp early fall air, all right? And just take that deep breath. Let that first little bit of cool air from the fall, this first just this little mwah, little kiss mwah, of hoodie weather, let it wash over you with the understanding that it is 6 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, which means you just have to wait from Wednesday at 6 a.m. to Thursday at 6 a.m. and then Thursday at 6 a.m. to Friday 6 a.m. and then Friday 6 a.m. to Saturday 6 a.m. and at 6 a.m. on Monday, there will be no more shut eye, at least for those of you that get up that early in the morning. There will be no more shut eye. There will be no more sleeps. Saturday at 6 a.m., you will just need 6 more hours of Guns N' Roses, Peche Yance, yeah. And then it'll be noon. And at noon on Saturday, from Dublin, Ireland, the rambling wreck of Georgia Tech, the Seminoles of Florida State will stand a few yards apart from each other. A man in a black and white striped shirt will raise his hand in the air. And once he gets the attention of the 22 young men standing adorned in helmets and shoulder pads and cleats, and they all nod and raise their own, that man will blow the whistle. And when he does, a boot will be put to a ball and the college football season will be underway. Now, again, we've said it a number of times, and I know that Saturday slate isn't exactly the most compelling that we've ever gotten. We'll have what could be a decent little football game in Aviva Stadium in Dublin, Ireland. And then at 4 p.m., New Mexico will host Montana State live from Albuquerque. And then at 8 p.m., Nevada will host the Mustangs of Southern Methodist at McKay Stadium in Reno, Nevada. And then if you're an absolute psychopath, an absolute sociopath like me, you may even still be awake sitting on the couch in your bro cave at 11:59 p.m. when Delaware State is hosted by the Hawaii Warriors live from the TC Ching Athletics Complex in Honolulu, Hawaii, for a little midnight madness college football. Are they the best games in the world? No. Are they the most compelling games in the world? No. Are they games that on any given Saturday would get a screen in what I assume is your multi-screen setup bro cave at your house? No, of course not. None of that's going to happen. But it doesn't matter, because these games count. These games will see the starters on the field until we have four quarters of action or somebody is thoroughly done kicking the crap out of somebody else. I don't care. I don't care if this was the North Northeast Southwest School for the Blind taking on the Northeast Southwest School for I don't know, make up another group here. I don't care. Give me football teams on a football field playing football competitively and football that counts. Lonzo, you can eye roll. You can put your hands in your head. You can Captain Jean-Luc Picard facepalm all that you want. We have competitive football starting at noon on Saturday and going for 15 consecutive hours. Inject it directly into my veins.
All right. If you want real competitive football, tune in Friday night for Burns High School football. And then Saturday, you can wind down with some okay games. I think there might still be some preseason NFL going on Saturday.
There sure is some preseason.
Hopefully,
NFL
there's some head to head because I'd be curious.
There actually is preseason NFL happening tomorrow night. We've got a couple of games popping up in preseason week three. We've got the Indianapolis Colts at the Cincinnati Bengals tomorrow at 8 o'clock. At 8:20, the Chicago Bears will not send out Caleb Williams to take on your Kansas City Chiefs, who will not send out Patrick Mahomes to play him. Starters going for neither team tomorrow. So this is why I'm more jacked up about FSU Georgia Tech when I'm not getting Caleb Williams, I'm not getting Patrick Mahomes. I'm still going to watch every snap of both of those games because week three, this is it for a lot of guys. Remember, there's just one cut in the NFL nowadays. You take it after week three from 90 players down to 53 players. That means that on these teams, there are 37 guys that will see action for the Colts, for the Bengals, for the Bears, and for the Chiefs this Thursday night. There are 37 men that are on those teams today, 37 for each team that will be playing for their lives on Thursday night, and then will walk in to the facility on Friday morning to find a pink slip hanging in their locker with a request to bring their playbook to the head coach's office. I'll be watching, not because those games matter. They don't. Not because those games will be super competitive. They won't. I'm going to take the under in all of them. I'm not watching those games because they have any impact on who wins the Super Bowl. They don't. I'll be watching those games because if you like the spirit of competition, if you like the guts in football, if you like dudes playing because they either love the game or because they live by the game, with the knowledge that at least 37 guys wearing Colt horseshoes on their head or Cincinnati Bengal stripes on their helmet or Chicago C's on the noggin or KC arrowheads on the dome, 37 for all four will not be on an NFL team 12 hours after those games come to their conclusion. I'll be tuned in. I'll be watching. But man, the games on Saturday, they do matter. They matter to the players on the field. They matter to the coaches in the headsets. They matter to the fans in the stands. And in at least one of those four games, possibly two of them on Saturday, you've got teams that we think will be competing for conference championships playing on Saturday. We've got two teams at the minimum that have college football playoff aspirations. We've got two teams at the minimum who, if they lose these games on Saturday, their hopes and their dreams are dinged up just a little bit.
You know,
it matters.
You might as well be a yell eater, isn't that what you call them, from the cult? Because that's what you're doing about week zero.
I mean, listen.
Where are your overalls? Aren't you supposed to be wearing overalls when you do this for
no, because I don't do all the dumbass hand signals. What's up? Woo! Hiya! Whoa! Whoo! I don't do any of that. All right, that is cult like behavior.
If you
can't be involved.
If you want to know what Rob just did, you missed it, and you could see it on our stream.
You could see it on our stream by going to Facebook.com and YouTube and searching the Fan Upstate, or by going to Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and searching the Rob Brown Show, where you can watch all 4 hours of all 5 days of all 52 weeks, at least the days that we're here and want to, live on the stream, go behind the scenes with the great one and I. You can not only see our bright, shining, handsome faces, but you can watch the energy, the enthusiasm, the passion with which we attack this show, the energy, enthusiasm, and passion that will be on full display this Saturday for week zero of the college football season, ladies and gentlemen. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it. Give it to me. Give me what I want.
Contain your zeal. You're causing yourself to digitize.
I will do my best to pull it back, to scale back. Are you more excited, great one? Does the quantity of games changes for you? Like next Thursday night, the schedule isn't exactly chock-a-block full of banger after banger after banger, but we've got the 24th ranked NC State Wolfpack in action. Wake Forest is playing. The 2017 national champions, the UCF Golden Knights, will be playing on Thursday night. North Carolina is at Minnesota in an ACC Big Ten showdown. The Buffaloes of Colorado are hosting North Dakota State. Coastal Carolina back in action. Number 12, Utah sees the return of Cam Rising hosting Southern Utah. Not exactly banger after banger but there's a quantity of games.
So that's Thursday. You're saying that was next Thursday?
Next Thursday.
Which game are you watching?
Which game? Which four games at a time am I watching? I think is the question. But if you make me pick four, and by the way,
no, I just wanted to know one. Which is the most compelling to you? I will say that the one game out of all those that you mentioned that I watch is the Colorado game.
I think that is the correct answer. I think North Carolina, Minnesota is interesting. I'm excited to see what Utah brings to the table, because I do think Utah is a conference championship possibility. And if Cam Rising, going into his 13th year of college football, is able to live up to the billing, I think Utah is absolutely a playoff capable team. But if you make me pick one game off that slate, I think it is Colorado, because I have got the Buffaloes on upset alert at Folsom Field in Boulder when the North Dakota State Bison come a-calling next Thursday at 8 p.m. I think you are correct, and I'm going to warn you and everybody else, Rob Brown is going to be a tired son of a gun on Friday morning, my guy. Tired boy. On Friday.
See, I don't think there's anything worth staying up that. I mean, what time is that? Is that Colorado game?
Is 8 p.m.
It, okay. Oh, that's plenty of time to see what you got. And you're not going to stay up and watch the. You said it was Utah. You're not going to stay up and watch that game, are you?
Utah and Southern Utah kick off at 9 p.m.
Oh, that's kind of
that
early for them.
Ending around midnight.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was one of those late West Coast games that you get on Saturday, like you're talking about.
The latest West Coast game will be on the prestigious True TV when Sacramento State goes to San Jose State to take on the Spartans, a 10 p.m. kick from San Jose, California.
You know why next week is better than this week? Because if I recall, next week has real college football Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Monday, too, I think.
Next Friday evening, we do have a couple of games. Temple is at number 16, Oklahoma. Michigan State, the Spartans hosting FAU Duke. will host Elon, Western Michigan at Wisconsin, and TCU helps Stanford break in. Then on Saturday next, August 31st, it all starts at noon when the Clemson Tigers travel to Atlanta, Georgia, and at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, take on number one Georgia, a top 14 matchup between Los Tigres and the Bulldogs. Penn State takes on West Virginia after that. Number 25, Illinois is in action. Tennessee hosts Chattanooga. Oklahoma State, who we're going to talk about literally coming up in the next segment, because boy howdy, is this one going to aggravate the crap out of some of you, and I can't wait, because Mike Gundy, my dude, lulls. We're talking about that next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Lonzo and I were having a conversation during the break about week zero. And I think it's a conversation that, while it could very much remain stream exclusive, because you can watch us stream all 4 hours of the show by searching Facebook and YouTube for the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate, or by watching on Twitch by searching the Rob Brown Show. I'm going to bring it to the airwaves, because I think it's an apt comparison. Lonzo and I have both come up with a metaphor for week zero. I have described week zero as like you're real hungry. You didn't eat all day because you know that you and your friends or your fiance or your partner or whoever, you're going out for a nice steak dinner that night, right? You know, you're going to be sitting down. It's at your favorite steakhouse. You know, they've got that big 16-ounce ribeye that is just cooked to perfection, which is not well done, because only psychopaths go full well done steak. All right. But you know, it's going to be just mouthwatering and seasoned just the right way and really hit the spot. So you walk in. And you sit down at the table, and the waiter comes over, and he takes your order, and he jots it down on that little half a notepad they carry around, and he slides it down into his little apron thing, and then he walks away. And now you're thinking about it. Now you're thinking about it because you know that ribeye and that big old fat baked potato and those asparagus stalks or whatever your veggie or choice is. Eat your veggies, kids. It's important. You know it's right around the corner. You know it's almost here. You know it's almost time. And then here comes that waiter. And you're starting to think more about it. And you're starting to salivate a little bit. All right? You can feel yourself getting excited. And he walks up to the table. And he sets down in the middle of the table a big old basket of bread and some of that delicious garlic honey butter. All right? Now, it ain't what you came for. It's not the main event. It's not the thing that you've been thinking about for hours and hours and hours because you knew exactly what time dinner was. It's not. But at the same time, you know that bread's about to hit the spot. You know that bread's about to slap. You know that bread is about to be spectacular. And so you reach over there. And you pick up that one perfectly browned roll and you cut it in half and you slather that garlic honey butter on there nice and thick. And then you close that roll and you give it just a second so the warmth of the fresh baked roll can kind of melt that butter, get it all nice and liquidy so it just kind of flows into the pores of the inside of that bread. And then you take that first bite. You take that bite of bread, and by God, it just hits the spot. It's perfect. And in that moment, just for that moment, you're satiated. You're happy. You feel alive. You feel real good for that moment because that bread, oh man, it's just phenomenal. And then you finish that roll. And that roll's gone. And you sit back in the chair as those last little bits of that fresh warm bread and garlic butter, they wash down. And as you look at it, you think to yourself, That was perfect. That was delightful. It was delicious. Now give me my damn steak. Now give me my steak. Give me what I came for. Give me that main event. That bread is week zero. That steak is week one. And I don't know about you, Zo, but I've got two steakhouses that are in the rotation for Rob Brown. One of them is your like go-to chain steakhouse that does a wonderful job. They make good steak. I've never been disappointed. Some good apps. The bread's on point, and they've got that specialty butter that you can only get there. And then I've got another place, a nice little local steak joint that's not too far away from the house. And that place buys those steaks fresh every day from a local butcher. That place has the best cooked steaks in the game and pretty good bread overall. Pretty good bread overall. Not as good as the chain spot, but still pretty good. You can take me to either place, and I'm real jacked up about the steak. But you can take me either place, and when that bread hits the table, your boy hits the happy dance. When that bread hits the table, your boy starts to just gets a little excited about the next couple of minutes. That's week zero. The bread, we are watching as college football fans, we are watching the waiter walk towards the table with that red basket with just a little steam coming off the top. And that big plastic, what do they call the ramekin? That big plastic ramekin of that special butter.
You are making up that word.
No, it's a ramekin. That's what the little plastic containers they put sauces and stuff in.
Yeah, those are called ramekin. I have never heard that before.
That's what they're called. I was a bartender. Whenever somebody ordered food, we'd had to make sure their ramekin of horseradish or tartar or ketchup or whatever they wanted was there. It's a ramekin. So we get that. You get that little ramekin of butter. You get that roll. That's where I am in the land of college football right now. From now until Saturday morning, I am watching the waiter walk over with that little red basket of bread and that ramekin of that special butter. And I know when it hits the table, is it going to be exactly what I've been waiting for? No, the main event's next Saturday. But I'm going to tell you what. It's going to do a real good job of holding me over until that big old 18-ounce ribeye hits the table. That's week
zero. All right, so you're right about the word. I've never heard of it before, but I'm wondering if you're pronouncing it right.
Oh, I for sure am. I for sure am. This was multiple years of your boy being in the food and beverage industry.
Okay, all right. I'd be willing to bet money that you could take a couple of those down to the mall or to the Walmart or to, just any local establishment and ask people, what is this thing called? And they're not going to know that it's a ramekin.
Oh, I'm not saying they will, but that doesn't change the name of the thing.
Okay, because I got the feeling like you were acting like I'm, how do you not know that?
No, not at all. Listen, I think the only people who know that are people who either are in the kitchen a lot or served in the food and beverage industry, of which I am a longtime veteran as both a server and a bartender. Unless you worked in the game, I don't think most people know the word ramekin, but it doesn't change the fact that that is the name of the item.
All right. So
if I asked you to impart what we were talking about, like, what would you say? The little plastic cup with the butter in it?
Yeah. Which is very descriptive of what it is. I mean, exactly. I'm just now, if I remember, or if you're listening and you have a chance next time you're at a restaurant where they serve those, ask the waitress or waiter if they know what that's called.
Oh, I can almost tell you for a fact. If you ask a waiter, waitress, or bartender, they are going to know. But that is only because every manager ever of a restaurant or bar won't call it anything else because it makes them sound official. Like that's a lesson I took away from working in restaurants. Managers love calling things by and only by their official name because it makes them sound like they're in the bear.
All right. So maybe I just ask to speak to the manager and everyone gets scared and I just ask them what that's called.
Please do. And please report back. I'm begging you. I'm begging you.
I'm trying to think if my wife will kill me if I do it.
That's really funny. Miss Lisa, I'm going to need you to let this experiment happen. 71307 is the text line. Start your text with fan, F-A-N, fan, F-A-M. We'll read them on the air. Spartanburg J texts the show and said, so basically our bread is in the oven. Yeah, that's it, man. I wouldn't even say it's in the oven anymore. I would say the waiter just came backwards out of that swing both ways door that leads to the kitchen, and he is now spun around, and you can see he's carrying the bird. He's still got to cross the restaurant, still got to get across the floor, still got to walk by those tables, but you know it's coming.
All right. How does that little cup have a name and that door that swings both ways does not?
It does. It's a two-way door.
Uh-huh.
It's just a two-way
door. Why doesn't it have a ramekin-type name?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't put in charge. Texter says, Rob, you're making me hungry. Firebirds is the best place around here to get a steak. Have you been to Firebirds yet? Great one. I haven't even heard of Firebirds.
No, I haven't heard of it before. No.
Well, I got to tell you, I have opened up the Tablet of Truth and I have added it to the ever-growing list of restaurant suggestions that you, the fine folks of upstate South Carolina, have given to me because daddy loves a good T-bone, all right? Texter said, Rob, as descriptive as you were with that scenario, I think you missed your calling as a phone intercourse operator. Damn, that was intense for a fat, hungry guy. You know why I'm so good at that, Texter? You know why that was so descriptive? You know that why that was so juicy? Because I'm also a fat, hungry guy. And nobody knows what they want more than the guy that is jonesing for that thing. So that other thing, you can put that to the side. Because I don't know about you, but I've been staring at this college football calendar for a long, long time. I've been waiting. I've been looking every day. I've been going to that one website that mama told you not to go to and looking at the calendar, looking at the matchups, and looking at the schools that make their debut. When they reveal to us this Saturday in week one, all their glory. It's college football week zero, and it's just 3 days away. Stick around because the action gets even hotter and heavier when we come back on the Rob Brown Show. And the fan update.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, the Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Robin, the great one, Lonzo with you. I either apologize for or tell you that you're welcome for how I ended that last segment, because I'm sure it made a lot of you feel some kind of way. And again, you're either welcome or I'm sorry. Texter said, Rob, my stomach hurts from laughing. OMG. I hope Lonzo clipped that. The sexy voice was on point. I'm not saying that will or will not be turned into a promo here on the show, but it probably will. Because if Lonzo won't do it, I will.
Yeah, but here's the problem. We've used that a couple of times for a couple of promos. I don't want to.
Yeah, but this one's timely now, right? Like, aren't we supposed to be timely? That one's timely now.
I don't know if I want to overdo it. And maybe I'll do it just to make the other guys jealous, you know, the afternoon guys, because I don't think either one of them can do that voice. I know I can't. So, I mean, I think that's a Rob Brown exclusive.
Do you think there's room in the phone sex operator catalog for like a phone sex operator with like a crazy Southern accent, right? Like, hey, baby, what you wearing? I'm wearing my favorite overalls, but I ain't got no Bush Light shirt on underneath them.
Wow.
Like, I feel like there's a woman that would go for that. You know what I mean?
Oh, there's probably a lot of women that would go for that. I just, you know, I don't know that those lines still exist, do they?
Oh, for sure, dude. I have no
idea. Even with the internet, those things still exist? That's shocking.
I mean, listen, video's free on the internet, but like sometimes you want somebody to talk to you. You know what I mean? Like you don't want to just look at something that everybody, you want something that's just I don't know.
I was going to say that was pretty specific.
No, I don't know that for a fact. Okay. All right, let's get a story out of the way real quick, like, because this one I don't know why is wildly entertaining to me, and I think it's because for one reason or the next, there's something that Lonzo and I have for all of our debates that we have on the show. There is something that we both very much have in common, and that is good, bad, ugly, indifferent. Sometimes we enjoy seeing people get worked up over things that don't bother us at all. I believe they call people like us trolls. And this story I know is going to it's gonna needle some of you, I think, just a little bit. Last week, Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy said that he had told players.
He's a man, by the way. I don't know if
he is a man. And by the way, in case you didn't want to feel old, two things. Number one, Saved by the Bell debuted on TV this day 35 years ago. And B, Mike Gundy, who is a man, is now not 40. He is 57. The I'm a man, I'm 40 rant was 17 years ago, if you're keeping track.
But we still remember it.
Like every day of my life. Do you understand?
And if the speed limit is 40, I'm yelling at the people in front of me, be a man, because they're doing like 34 in a 40. You know, anyway, just me.
In 6 months, I turn 40. If you think for a second that I am not going to spend 365 days yelling, I'm a man, I'm 40, at every single possible opportunity, it's like you don't know me at all. All right. Anyway, Mike Gundy, the head coach of the Oklahoma State Cowboy football program, told the media that he told his players, quote, there's no negotiating now. Portal's over. All negotiations, history. Now we're playing football, just coaching and playing football. Effectively saying that he expects his players, now that the season is here, to stop being concerned with NIL. He said, quote, "The business side of what we do now, we have to have those conversations with them. Tell your agent to quit calling us and asking for more money. It's non-negotiable now. Start again in December." Now, as somebody who is pro NIL, as somebody who is pro the portal, I am fine with this. If this is the way the Oklahoma State Cowboys elect to go, then I am fine with this. It is their decision and their prerogative. But I will also say, don't be shocked down the line if other schools who do not hang up on players in season, when they go, "Hey, coach, I just put together three consecutive 100-yard rushing games or 150-yard receiving games, or I've scored a touchdown in every game this season. I would like to work on a new NIL deal." Don't be shocked if other schools say, "That's totally fine with us. Keep that in play," and players start going there. But until that happens, I'm good with your decision here. But
you know what? Here's what Mike Gundy needs. He needs a GM. He needs a GM, a college GM, like what we talked about yesterday, to handle all those phone calls so he can just concentrate on coaching football. So,
well,
he needs to get a GM.
I think his point here is that if a player's thinking NIL, he's not thinking about football, and he wants them on the same page with him. So again, your decision, Mike, your decision to handle it however you want, and your responsibility to deal with consequences. But here's the fun part of the story. The fun part of the story is what happened with Oklahoma State yesterday. Yesterday, the Oklahoma State Cowboys announced that football players will wear on their helmets this fall QR codes on the back of the helmet in the middle of the stripe that runs down the middle of the Cowboys helmet will be a 1.5 square inch QR code that, if scanned by fans, will automatically take them to a web page organized by the program's NIL fundraising arm entitled, Lonzo, maybe the most questionable NIL collective name out there, Pokes with a Purpose, end quote. Once you are brought to that website, fans will be presented with multiple donation options ranging from $100 to $500 to other. They'll also have the option of making their donation one time or monthly. At the bottom of the page, fans can credit a team member by choosing from a list of players' names. It is not clear from Oklahoma State's announcement if crediting a player means that the funds designated will go directly to the player selected. Who was it that made the announcement of these QR codes being on the players' helmets and available to the fans next year? Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy, who said, quote, "This is a revolutionary step forward to help keep Oklahoma State football ahead of the game. It gives a chance for everyday fans across the world to have a real impact when it comes to supporting the NIL efforts for Cowboy football. I'm thrilled about this opportunity for the players." According to the OSU press release that came out about the QR codes, quote, "Although the QR codes aren't expected to be visible from the stands on game day, close shots during broadcast, as well as post-game photos posted to social media, are expected to raise the team's NIL value throughout the year. The codes will not be limited to helmets. They will also be visible on players' bags that they carry to the stadium on game days, placed on coasters in premium seating sections, and on signage throughout Boone Pickens Stadium." OSU announced the program days after Gundy called for a moratorium on NIL negotiations during the season, which we just told you about a minute ago. But Oklahoma State deciding that they want to set the bell curve here and say that they are putting QR codes all over all places that fans will see the most on game day. That is, on the players' helmets, on the gear that they carry into and out of the stadium, and on signage throughout the stadium itself. That QR code is going to be everywhere. So if you're a Cowpokes fan, you can scan that code, give some money directly to the school to fund its NIL program. I am interested in this because I told you when they started announcing earlier this year that the NIL collectives would be allowed to be more involved, though not directly with the program, indirectly with the program, and directly with the school. And when the NIL stuff started shifting towards, which is where it will inevitably go, being entirely run by the schools, that having the full resources of a college athletic department behind it means that they would start finding new and innovative ways to fundraise, just like they always have with booster clubs. And Oklahoma State, the first team to jump all over this by plastering QR codes everywhere that fans can scan from in the stadium, from at home watching on television broadcast, and across social media to make sure their NIL collective is very well funded. I really, really like this concept from Oklahoma State because here's the reality. Love it or hate it, you have to accept it. The success or failure of your NIL arm will be directly connected down the line to the success or failure of your football program. So the teams that get out front, the teams that innovate, the teams that jump to the front of the line in terms of finding new and creative ways to make their collective available to fans to donate, we'll have a heads up in all of this. And what is the best time to get somebody to drop money they might not otherwise? It's in the heat of the moment. This is why your favorite band sells $65 t-shirts when you're at their concert. You would never go into a Hot Topic and spend $65 on a Blink 182 t-shirt, but when you're leaving the stadium after a Blink 182 concert and you've just seen them in person for the first time, a band that you've loved for 20 plus years, and you've just experienced that endorphin rush that came with hearing all the small things in person, all of a sudden, you've knocked back a couple of cold Budweisers. You've, as a 40-year-old man, thrown up the horns and headbanged a little bit to Adam's song as you walk out of the concourse. All of a sudden, $65 on a Blink 182T that will forever remind you of the night that you finally rocked out with Travis and Tom and the boys. All of a sudden, $65 sounds like a real good deal. Well, what's the best way to get a fan excited about sending some expendable income to your program? Hit them with the opportunity to donate right after you've just scored a touchdown on your rivals, the Oklahoma Boomer Sooners, right after they're feeling real good because the boys are out there putting on a show, electrifying Boone's Pickens Stadium and getting everybody hype. This is a brilliant, brilliant idea from the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
The only thing I will say is if you are opposed to having sponsors on someone's jersey, then you need to be opposed to this because it's the same thing. There is no difference. So if you don't like sponsors out there, like say in the middle of the ring or on someone's jersey, then you can't like this because it's a sponsor. That's what it is. Now you technically are the sponsor, but it's a sponsorship.
I mean, I would say in this case, the school is technically the sponsor because, again, when you watch college football, you're the product. You're the product. The product is being delivered. That is your eyeballs attached to a screen. This is just the school endorsing itself, its football program. This is just the school taking advantage. Because I'll tell you right now, I promise you, there's a lot of corporations in a lot of places that would play a lot of money to have their logo plastered on the direct middle back of a major D1 college football program's helmets. for sure. You don't think that Love's gas stations wouldn't pay a whole hell of a lot of money to work their logo onto the back of the Clemson Tiger helmets? Of course they would. So it's the same thing. It's just the school promoting themselves. But I agree with everything else you said. That being said, don't bother me at all. Don't bother me at all. At the end of the day, no matter what logos are where, there are 11 dudes playing 11 other dudes any given snap. Now, somebody who needs no promotions nor endorsements, he is the great one, Lonzo.
Well, that's ridiculous. I want endorsements. I like getting paid. The Atlanta Braves took the first of three games against Philadelphia last night, 3-1, on the back of a stellar performance from returning All-Star Ronaldo Lopez. Lopez worked five innings, striking out 10 and giving up just one run on five hits. Atlanta had seven hits, including Marcell Ozuna's 39th home run of the year. Atlanta closed the gap to six games behind Philly in the division. Game two is tonight. After a few awkward moments, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones' contract talks with star receiver CeeDee Lamb are progressing. Asked if a deal will get done, sources have told ESPN that the Cowboys have offered Lamb a contract to make him the second highest paid receiver in the league. But Lamb is yet to accept those terms. Tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for a brand new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel get you up to date on the latest local and national sports, all Wire to Wire.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.